Part 2.
We're now asking people who either are interns or have just been interns to phone in and tell us about their experiences. Our first caller is Rosie. Hi, Rosie, and thanks for calling. So, what's your experience?
I wanted to work in fashion, making hats, to be precise. And in the fashion industry, it's almost impossible to get a job unless you do an internship first. So I did several.
And did you get paid?
The most I got was about £15 a day for lunch and transport. Companies get so many applications for internships that they don't need to pay you.
So it wasn't a good experience?
Actually, it was. It was very hard work, but I learned loads about designing and making clothes. I sometimes worked later than 11 p.m, and that wasn't easy, but then I'd look in the newspapers and I'd see a model wearing a hat that I'd helped to make, and then I felt great.
But it can't have been easy to survive financially.
No, it wasn't. My parents were able to help me a bit, but I had to earn money by working in a bar as well.
Would you recommend doing an internship?
Oh, yes. Overall, I think they're brilliant. I'd definitely advise someone to do one. Despite the hard work and the debt, you learn so much that it's worth it.
Thank you, Rosie. Our next caller is Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
So, what was your experience like?
I've done 4 internships in publicity. My last one was 2 months at a small public relations agency. They paid for my travel expenses and lunch, and I learned a lot. It really helped me when I applied for jobs because I knew what I was talking about.
So, a good experience.
Absolutely. But in the other 3, I worked 10-hour days, 6 days a week, and I got no money at all. So I also had to work in a pub to support myself. And each time they told me, do well, and there'll be a job at the end of it. But then there were no jobs. It made me so angry.
Were you working during these internships, or was it more observing others?
I was working really hard. In fact, during one of those internships, the manager went on holiday for a month, and I had to manage everything. And in another one, I worked from home, using my own phone, and I wasn't paid a penny, not even to cover the phone bill. I only met the boss once. It was all done by email. She promised me a job after 3 months, but it never happened.
So you felt you were being exploited?
Yes, totally.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Lauren. And